Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Brother Moki was raised in Honolulu's and a place called Aliamanu. And he attends, along with his wife Catherine, they have attended a few churches from Waipahu to Makaha. And he's a part of a very unique and powerful ministry, a specialized ministry called Zion I Puka. Its purpose of the ministry is to minister to those who are homeless. He will share from his heart, as we have our guests typically do. He is married to Catherine, his dear wife, for the last 9 years. But we pause to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Show is whether you're experiencing homelessness or are on the verge of homelessness or know someone who is homeless or are scared of those who are homeless or misunderstand people who are homeless. Well, today, to remind you, for me to be reminded about God's love for those who are homeless. But more than just some, you know, nice saying about compassion and grace, but a real deeper understanding. Because to really love, well, sometimes we need to understand a little bit more. I want you to open your heart as God speaks to us today through Brother Moki. Brother, welcome to our show.
Aloha.
Where did you grow up? Aliamanu, but what part and what was it like?
Born and raised for the first 14 years of my life in a place called Aliamanu, just in the Salt Lake area between Aloha Stadium and Salt Lake. Today is misunderstood by just Salt Lake, but if you're from Aliamanu, you know what I'm talking about. Right along Salt Lake Boulevard, right in Mauka, from the today's Target area.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Actually, I was influenced by my neighbors, good and bad. But I was always inspired because they had a Polynesian troupe, and all of the kids used to hang out next door. And I always used to be part of that group, but not officially, but always there helping out and doing what I could and making friends. And all of the kids in the neighborhood used to hang around and hang out at that house in Aliamanu.
What would you do? What kind of things would you do?
Oh, we go play in the bushes, and we go play football on the road, and go down to the park, and just be kids. Just be kids. And those days, all of our dads had a special whistle. You know when your dad whistle. And my dad, he always had the first whistle. And they always used to tell me, hurry up, Brother Moki, you better get home or you're going to get licked. So wherever we would be, in the bushes, on the road, or at the park, we would always listen for that whistle. And that means it was time to get home.
How did you become a Christian?
Oh, it wasn't until 2010. That I surrendered my life to Jesus. I've been traveling all over the world to the military, and I didn't have a direction in life. I graduated in 1983 from Radford, and I didn't really know what to do, so I joined the military, and I joined the Hawaii National Guard, and then I got into a lot of extracurricular activities. Got into a situation where I wanted to and needed to get away from Hawaii, and so I went full-time military, and you know, I just battled with alcohol and drugs, and battled with a feeling of identity, you know, my life was just going around in circles without any purpose. So, you know, I became homeless on several occasions. The longest homeless stretch that I did was in 2000 and 2003. 2.5 years living down on Barbers Point, a place called the Pine Trees. And we just let everything go. We let society go, and we let families go, and we let our children go. The drugs took precedence over everything because of our personal resentments or issues or battles that we had growing up. You know, I went to prison 2004 for some criminal activity, and I got paroled in 2006, and through my drinking and drugging, we became homeless again in 2010, and that's where I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ at New Hope Leeward in Waipahu with Pastor Mike Lewin. And we didn't really have any place to go. At that time, we was living in a storage at Kapolei. I was living underneath a bridge in Nanakuli. You know, the homeless life wasn't for us anymore, and we didn't have no place to go. And I said that there's only one person that can help you. I said, and this lady from a church in Makakilo, I love her dearly, Auntie Caroline from St. Jude's Church. We used to go over there for our food bank, food pantry. And she invited me to Jesus to meet her friend Jesus, and I surrendered my life to him. June of 2010, and I asked him on my knees, if you take away this obsession and this craving of this drug, ice, I will serve you all of the rest of my life. I promise. And he did. He relieved me of that obsession and that craving. And every time when I don't want to do something, as part of God's will and plan and purpose, he always reminds me through the Holy Spirit, remember what you said. And I always get reminded of that time when I surrendered and submitted to this God, this Jesus.
Mookie, how did you feel as a homeless person? Like, open up a window of our eyes to and hearts to understand the feelings of someone who is homeless. How did you feel?
I felt, because of my upbringing, you know, it wasn't all peaches and cream and hunky-dory. You know, I was abused, I believe, in my own opinion. I had a big resentment with my dad, and a feeling of being nobody, no good, always being downed, always being I don't know what to describe it, but you know, we get to a point in our mentality, in our mind, in our own thinking that you know, I had a problem with authority because he was a police officer, and every time he would beat me, I would run away from home, and the cops would be looking for me, and you know, I didn't even have respect for the cops because they was always taking me back home, and everything gonna be okay, Moki, and soon as they leave, you know, there it goes again, the beating, and you know, I thought that I was good for nothing. Positions of authority, I had a hard time respecting because of that upbringing. And, you know, I rebelled. You know, I started drinking. I started cutting out of class. And, you know, long story short, you know, it dwelled in my thinking that I no good, that I always going to be this way, that you just love me for who I am, or just throw me away. And that's how I felt, like one throwaway, like one bag of rubbish, no good, good for nothing. That's him, the alcoholic and a drug addict. So I formed this community of other homeless people like me, you know, that we all throwaways, you know, we all rubbish. But you know what we had? We had love. We had compassion. We had community. We had care. We had a lot of things that we could just be bonded together with. Aside from the drugs and alcohol, you know, normality of life.
You would look out for each other.
We would look out for each other. Yeah.
It was a bond. A bond because others had come through similar situations.
Similar situations.
What would you talk about?
We talk about the good stuff. We talk about the beach and we talk about swimming. We had our children with us. You know, we had, up to one point, we had between 160 and 170 of us, all throwaways, our children included. You know, and we remember the good times when we were growing up. You know, later on in life, we found out that, you know what, mom and dad did the best they could with what they had, and they taught us the best that they knew. You know, later on in life, I found out that there was generational curses. You know, that's how we did it. You know, we had feelings. We were somebody. We was human. Of course, we had our battles and our concerns and our issues, and you know, but we just wanted to be loved. That was one of my favorite songs back in the days. I just want to be loved. I don't even know who sings it, but you know, that's all we wanted, was to be loved.
Just to be loved. You find yourself so down, you are told repeatedly a message that comes from someone that you hoped or thought or is supposed to have communicated something better than that you're going to amount to nothing or that you're a nobody. But that's what you're programmed to hear. That's what you're programmed to believe, because that's all you can remember. So over time you start to think that way, live that way. That becomes your identity. And others affirm that. You become marginalized in society. Brother Moki experienced that. He's generously come to share with us his experiences. His experience relates to not only the 160 that he speaks about in the community that he was a part of and a part of the community he led. So many, many all across the state and across the country. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner.
Friday, June 19th.
Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry
presents the 18th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club.
Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register.
Teams are filling fast. Register today.
Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year.
Friday, June 19th.
Register at jccy.org.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union
service station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guests. Well, you know, Father's Day messages are often very powerful, very moving, life-changing even. Father's Day message, June 2010 was a day of change for Brother Moki. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and Brother Moki is in studio with me sharing his story about homelessness and coming out of that to a ministry now, a ministry to those who are homeless and transitioning back to a normal life. TheGoodLifeHawaii.com. You can find out more about this program, get it in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. What happened, Brother Moki? Father's Day message, June 2010.
Well, my life was just, I cannot even say spiraling downhill. It was already almost at the bottom of the pit. I felt like I was in hell already. I surrendered my life. At that time, we was living in a storage container in Kapolei. I was living underneath a bridge in Nanakuli, and I had enough already. So I went to this church where I used to go get food on a weekly basis, called St. Jude's in Makakilo. And, we knew this lady for a long time, and she said, "You know what, boy, I cannot help you. Nobody can help you, but I know I have a friend that can help you. And you love me? You trust me?" I said, "Yes, Auntie, I do anything right now." She said, "Okay, follow me." So I went. She introduced me to Jesus Christ, and I surrendered my life. And I asked him to take away this obsession and this craving and this life. And if you take away and you help me, I will serve you all of the days of my life. I promise. And he did. This was in June of 2010, and you know, this was Thursday, right before Father's Day, and I did. I went back to my wife, who was in a storage container, and I said, "We're going to go to church. Auntie, help me to invite me into Jesus' life." And, you know, we had dirty clothes and dirty laundry, and it was all my lepo, we went up to my mom's house at that time. I was locked out of the house, you know, get away from here. And I couldn't go to my dad's house. And they said, "Get out of my house." My brother, my sister, they didn't want to have nothing to do with me. I was, you know, I was just a disappointment. And we went up mom's house and I couldn't get in and nobody was home. And we did some laundry because I wanted to go to church on Sunday. I made every effort that I could possibly do to get to church. And on Father's Day of 2010 in June, we went to church, and Pastor Mike Lewin from New Hope Leeward, he was talking about getting connected. It was as if he was talking directly to me. And I was encouraged by my cousin to go out in the connections booth and sign up for something. And so we did. After the church service, we signed up with Brothers in Christ and Sisters in Christ Monday evening, and that's where it all started off. We still was homeless, you know, but we went Monday evening and to our separate classes or ministries, and we came up with a number. I could see that God was helping us out. I could already recognize, because he didn't want to go back to that container, and I didn't want to go back to that bridge. I knew and I trusted that Jesus was the way. And he did. He gave us a number of this pastor in Anakuli that was planning on opening up a transitional home for homeless married couples. And his name was Pastor Curtis Suzuki. And we did. And it was a process of three encounters, whether he would accept us or deny us. And I knew that God was at work. I knew already. And we did. We had our first encounter in the parking lot at Kapolei, right by the Wendy's and the Hawaii Self-Storage and Kmart. And, you know, my wife said, man, I don't know about this guy. You know, this guy came up, and he's a tall, skinny Japanese guy. And he said, well, what do you know about me? You know, how can you help me?
You're thinking that.
I'm thinking that. But I knew that, you know, God sent this guy. He sent this guy.
This is going to be the first meeting.
This is the first encounter. And he said, well, you know, I don't know if you know Pastor Curtis. He has a very nonchalant way of doing things. And I said, no way, this guy, no way. My wife said, no way. No way. I know he's doubting already. But I told my wife, I said, if God help us, we got to trust God. Yeah. This was like 2 days later. And this is the sentence that I gave Pastor Curtis. I said, Pastor, just give me one chance and I'm going to show you. I could show you how much I want this. How much? I'm going to show you. He said, oh, okay. We'll see. And then about a week later, he said, we went to his house and we had our second encounter. That's where I met Brother Kazu Kalani. He's a part of our ministry also. But the first encounter was, he had already accepted the first couple number one, and James and Pamela Buford. And Pastor asked them what they think about us. And Brother James said, you should just give them one chance. You gave us one chance. Want to give them one chance too? And I said, okay. So Pastor, on our second encounter said, well, you stay clean and sober and you go to church and you stay off drugs for 30 days and I'll give you my recommendation. And we did. We did. I was 35 days when we got that phone call. And he said, you can move in on Tuesday in July of 2010. We moved into this transitional home. And we were the second couple of Zion Ipuka Transitional Home for homeless couples. And we started our journey at Zion Ipuka. And then a month later, couple number three came, Kazu and Marie Kalani. And the three couples began a relationship with Jesus Christ together. He said that when two or more are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. And we did. We didn't want that life anymore. We wanted another chance at being husbands and wives and fathers and mothers and, you know, positive influences on our family and maybe eventually positive influences in the community. Maybe eventually positive influences on the island and maybe eventually in the state. And, you know, God has moved us together from glory to glory to glory. And I always, always remember that first encounter with Pastor Curtis. Just give me one chance and I will show you.
What lessons have you learned, and, you know, under Pastor Curtis's leadership among the other couples, couple number one, couple number two, couple number three? What lessons?
Pastor taught us this scripture in James, book of James, chapter 5, I believe it was. He said, when you say something, let your yes be yes, and let your no be no. So be careful when you say yes, because I'm going to put you on the spot. I say, yes, Lord, yes, God, whatever your will be done. And he's just there to enforce what we already had said. And he knows about what we prayed for and what we asked for. It's exhausting. It's challenging. It's overwhelming. It's emotional roller coasters dealing with the people like us on the west side, on the Waianae Coast. But we can understand where they come from. Couple number one lived in Nanakuli on the beach almost 14 years. Couple number three lived at KL Beach Park more than 2 years, and they were having the same battles. We got together and we formed this bond together that is inseparable. In Ecclesiastes, he talks about the three-strand cord. One is easily broken, two, but three, the three-strand cord is not easily broken. And us, number one, number two, and number three, we are inseparable because of the influence and the teaching and the guidance of Pastor Curtis. We love him. I love him. We'll never be apart. I told him I will serve you all the days of my life. I made a promise to Jesus, and I told him, you, my pastor, I have a lot of pastors today that I minister with and ask for help, and I always remind Pastor Curtis that you are my pastor. I have a lot of pastor associates that I go to and I call on, but you are my shepherd. I listen to you, whatever you ask of me, I go. Today I'm the spiritual mentor, spiritual advisor for Al Zaini Puka Ministries. We've been through 30 couples in 5 years. Couple number two, number one, number three, always there. James is my left hand and Kazu is my right. Together we just move forward.
As you move forward, you minister to more couples. When we come back, Brother Moki, share with us about the ministry to other couples and how God, in his restoration and healing of you, has used you and directed you and been an inspiration, using you as an inspiration to others. But more than just inspiration, life-changing. One can be inspired for a moment. One can say they're going to live a different life. It's easy to say. It's much more difficult to do. It's easy to say yes, but when you're called to apply what yes means, well, that's what Pastor Curtis has taught you, and that's what you're doing in your life. When we come back, share about how you've seen that happen in the lives of others. More with Brother Moki. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
How do you transition? How do you transition someone from being homeless? How does one who is homeless transition into mainstream society? Brother Moki is in studio with us today. He's with the ministry Zion Ipuka. He's also ministered through with the coalition of many churches throughout the West Side. And really, to me, becoming a real statesman for the homeless community, but a real statesman, not only the homeless community, but transitioning into mainstream life. His story of what Christ has done in his life, very moving, very powerful. Before our break, during our break, we were talking about certain fears that homeless people have. But Wookie, what kind of fears?
Well, first of all, when we come and we just want to change our life, you know, it's our appearance. You know, we get dirty feet and we get the best appearance that we can have, but that's not much when we don't have laundry facilities, or, you know, we're going through slippers and our feet. And but, you know, our thinking about our appearance is first and foremost, you know. Our speech, our language, you know, we don't know how to communicate with people in, let's say, the welfare office, or at the case management centers, or the community outreach centers, or, you know, and then there's a process, and the fear of taking that step into those offices, you know, and getting shut down, you know, oh, you know what, you gotta go because of the way we look, or because of the way we act, you know. You know, we're human beings. You know, God said to love. I learned, just love them. We just gotta love them. And you know, the second part is, you know, we don't have identification or social security numbers, or we don't have transportation means. You know, so in order to get to, for example, Makaha to Kapolei, you know, you need $2.50 to catch the bus, and And then we got to have $2.50 today to get back to where we're coming from. And, you know, and to stand in all of those lines at the Social Security office and filling out the paperwork. And, you know, it becomes overwhelming, you know. And then we got to go all the way downtown to get our identification. And we got to get our birth certificate. And, you know, the process in going through all of those steps is overwhelming. And the fear of just continuing on and following through, and maybe not this hour, but maybe tomorrow at this time, come back. And, you know, we want it, and we want it now. And we want the transition to be smooth, but it's not. It's not. We have to physically hold them by the hand and drop them off and take them.
Now you're talking about people that you're helping.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, you say what? 10, 20 people, 30 people over the years, or even right now that you're helping? What give us a sense of the amount of reach or impact that you're having?
Well, we were taught how to build relationships. We do feedings. We do outreach feedings on Tuesdays, and a small group of us. And we build relationships, and we offer them a different life, and we tell the people to trust God, and they don't have no idea, you know. But you know, I promise that if you hear on this day and this time, we will be here to help you, take you to the store, take you get some toiletries, you know, soup and sandwiches, and we serve them hot meals. And you know, and we bring out donations, and we bring out toiletries and hygiene, you know, all of those things to help them to look more presentable so that they could have a little bit of satisfaction in their appearance, yeah?
Some dignity,
you know. They see you coming from a mile away. Oh, no, there they come.
When you speak to them, have you had to tell them, I know what I am you, I know what you go through? Do you tell them that?
Yes.
What do you tell them?
I know how you feel. I felt the same way, but this is what I found. So three classic expressions that we learn in our mentorship training classes. I know how you feel. I'm the same person. I felt the same way, but this is what I found. I will hold your hand and physically take you. I will hug you and physically pray with you and cry with you and let you know that it's going to be okay. You know, but as soon as we leave the presence of God, as soon as we leave, you know, the Bible says that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy in John 10:10. And, you know, the emotions and the anxieties that they go through once they leave our presence, you know, it's hard. It's hard for them.
So the transition house that you, couple number one, you couple number two, right? Mm-hmm. You and Catherine, and then couple number three, there's been some changes that have taken place. But you don't live there, right?
No. We have our own home now.
And each of you have your own home.
Couple number one, they rent an apartment in the Waianae area. We rent a home right down the road from the original transitional home. And couple number three, they live right across the street from the Waianae Boat Harbor in their own upstairs, downstairs home. We rent, looking to buy, maybe purchase a home in the near future. But we're sustainable. We all have jobs. My wife goes to college. She goes to Leeward Community College, and she studied to be a substance abuse counselor, a social worker, taking classes like sociology, psychology, case management. You know, it's amazing. It's truly a miracle. You know, I minister, I'm studying to be a pastor, and I'm also a member, a working member of the Hawaii Laborers Union. I make pretty good money. We're sustainable now. You know, we're not good for nothing, rubbish throwaways. You know, my relationship with my dad is unbelievable. You know, because of our Father in Heaven, because of my spiritual dad, with Pastor Curtis, that's who I refer to him as, our spiritual father. And then we have our Heavenly Father. He is able to do wondrous and amazing things. So my relationship with my earthly father, my biological father, and also today my stepfather, you know, it's only by the grace of God that we are able to do that. They all have jobs. Number one, James, he works at Coalina. He does maintenance and landscaping at a prestigious community. Kazu, number three, he works at, he drives CDL truck for a commercial trucking company. And I'm a member of the labor's union. You know, we're working right for Watch Constructors today. And, you know, that is a blessing.
What did it take to become sustainable? What message is needed for someone who wants to no longer wants to come out of a homeless lifestyle?
It takes encouragement from people like us. We were encouraged, so we were also encouraged.
What kind of things did Pastor Curtis say? You know, in nonchalant, things that he would say that would encourage you guys along.
Well, you know, Zion Ipuka, the translation of Zion Ipuka is the gateway to a better life. Zion, Mount Zion, heaven, and Ipuka is gate. And he would say this, if you don't want it, and if you don't want to do it, that's that gate out there. You can always go back to where you came from. And we take that as a statement of out there is our will, and in here is God's will. So we continue our efforts in doing God's will. And Kazu says, I just do God's will by doing whatever is in front of me.
Mm. Let's come back to that. In our final segment, life can get pretty complicated. Maybe it can get complicated for anybody, no matter what station in life you are. And as you listen today, you might think that things are pretty complicated for you, maybe even overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You say, Danny, I'm not homeless. I have enough to catch the bus. I have enough to, but are things complicated in your mind? Are things complicated in your family life, at work? Are things cluttered? When we come back, doing what's right in front. The thing that God has right in front. As simple as that. Sometimes, perhaps God uses that to give us a level of sanity. Just one thing right in front of you. Brother Kazu shared that. When we come back, Brother Moki will explain more how that has been his experience. When we come back, stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner.
Friday, June 19th.
Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry
presents the 18th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club.
Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register.
Teams are filling fast. Register today.
Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year.
Friday, June 19th.
Register at jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yep, that's it. When things get pretty complicated and you feel overwhelmed, maybe the thing that will help you gain the most sanity is just do the thing in front of you. It's as simple as that. What has God placed in front of you? And then just engage and do that. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You think, Danny, well, what makes you say that? Maybe you're tuning in right now. Well, Brother Moki was talking about Kazu and how Kazu would talk about doing the thing in front. Give us some background of Kazu saying that and also what that means to you.
You know, Kazu, both of those guys, they like my lightning and my thunderbolts. They're always there. We have this triangle. We have this triangle of mutual respect. Sharpen iron, we sharpen one another. My scripture is Proverbs 27:17. And as iron sharpens iron, so another man shall sharpen another. That's my scripture. Kazu scripture is Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. And then Brother James is John 8, 31, 32. If you abide in my teachings, I will surely call you my disciples. And in knowing the truth shall set you free. And together with those three scriptures, we created this unbreakable bond. And you know, with Kazu, he just trust God and lean not on his own understanding. And he is an example of Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6. He just do what is in front of him. And together with those three scriptures, we continue in our efforts with doing life, just living life on life's terms, because it's overwhelming. The traffic is not getting better. You know, we got to drive all the way from Macau, all the way to town. And, you know, he drives for a living. And, you know, just to get back to Waianae side, you know, that's another. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, we talk to one another communicate with one another. We listen to 95.5 and we listen to 99.5 and we listen to all of those spiritual shows, you know, K-Love, and I got them all programmed, and that's how I process and live life on life's terms. But it begins with prayer and meditation and devotions, you know, personally for me. And that's how I do it. I pray, I meditate, I read God's word every morning. I leave my house at 4 o'clock. I get to work in town at 5 o'clock, and I don't start until 6:30. But from 5:15 to 6 o'clock, that's my time. And I study God's word, and you know, and I find out what God's will is for me that day. And he says that you are the light in me. There is no darkness. So because Jesus lives in me, I am able to share that light to other people, not only to the homeless community, but with my coworkers, my jobs, at the traffic light, in the grocery stores, you know, in traffic, you know, everybody going crazy, but I'm just praising them. You know, I have a lot of people that I connect with, and we communicate through Bible scriptures on text, Bible scriptures on Facebook, and you know, I mean, it goes far beyond just couple number one, two, and three. We have a saying, never forget your number. Because over the past 5 years, we got up to 30 couples that we minister to in one time or another. And we still, Zion Ipuka for life, that's our motto. CI for life. And once you in and once you got your number, you always have that number. Regardless if you make it, you graduate, you fall back, you persevere, or you just have battles and struggles. If you separate, your relationship was not meant to be. We will always show God's love. Yeah.
What's happening now with Zion Ipuka?
As of May 1st, the owners, I mean, so gracious. Her heart was to help the homeless community in 2010. And because of her age, they closed the chapter on providing their home to help homeless couples. And the end of the lease was April 30th, and they decided as a family to sell their home. We were looking for other avenues and other available resources in the community, grants, donations, contributions, fundraising. For the past 2 years, we've been ministering to this camp, this Tent City camp that we have up in Lower Waianae Valley Road, and it's called Cedars Good Samaritan Farm, and we have a Tent City over there. We also have two homes on the property that two of our remaining couples live in, the first home and the second home, and they are there to help, encourage, support, and love, and to share God's light in that community. And recently, we, as couples number one, two, and three, we were appointed as leadership. So Pastor Curtis is the general manager of the place, and I like to call myself the operating officer because he sends me and along with James and Kazu to go and crack the whip, so to speak, you know, help them to comply and to change the attitude, the action, the behaviors in a way that is pleasing and approving to God. That's what we illustrate. That's what we...
Give us an example of something that would go awry, and now Curtis says, hey, can you go and please straighten this out, get things into order again? What happened? What would you do?
Oh,
give us an example.
Numbers of examples that I can share, but right off the top of my head, my most recent is we have a single lady up there, and she lives in an extra large tent, and because of her state of mind, her thinking, she thinks that that somebody was breaking or cutting into her tent and stealing her things, and the problems are the same. The only thing that changes is the faces and the names. We all go through those delusions, accusations. I am called, and I have to go and, put out the fire, put out the flame, and restore a different kind of flame. Because there is so much to deal with, and, sometimes we just don't want to go. You know, we got our own lives to live. Figure it out yourself. But you know what? Pastor Curtis did the same thing for us. So in exchange, we have to do the same thing for them.
So you go and in this situation, what did you do?
When we come with the Word of God, because we are trained, equipped, built up, and led as ministers of His Word. It's amazing how much of God's Word that I have in my heart today, because I believe that through the Holy Spirit, whatever I share is not my words, but He uses me as His vessel to come and calm the storm, so to speak, like it talks about in the Bible. You know, Jesus came to calm the storm. And if all you have to do is step out of the boat and trust and believe that everything is going to be all right, and we pray and we cry and we hug and we have confrontations on issues and concerns, and we have weekly meetings up there, and we come and do Bible studies, and it's the willingness to change, the willingness. If you don't want to change, then like Pastor Curtis said, there's that gate. You can always go back where you came from. And that's the same thing that I tell the people. You always can go back to where you came from. And maybe next time you can try again. But, you know, if you cannot be in compliance and listen to the rules, because this is a different life. This is structure. This is programming. There are things that we have to do, you know, in order for us to move ahead. And, you know, because I'm not homeless today, the reasoning behind that is because I comply. I pay my electric bill. I pay my rent. I put gas in my car, and I go to work, and I make communication. Communication is number one in my book. If you cannot communicate with me, then you don't have the willingness to improve your life. You're not doing them for me. You're doing it for yourself, and you need to want to do it for yourself in spite of all of the obstacles in front, because it's not easy. It's still not easy, but God gave us the strength. He said, I can do all things in Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And
but Amoki, you are one of the most encouraging people. It's your ability to communicate. God gave you a gift of communication.
Amen.
It's no wonder you're the leader that you are, and God using you the way that He is. But the ability and the heart of compassion, the heart of love, the heart of sensitivity, not forgetting what God brought you through, and bringing others along,
amen,
showing them the path to Christ and the path to a new life. And you set that example. Brother Moki, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I hope, dear ones, as you've heard, Brother Moki, that you were moved as I have been moved. You can find out more at facebook.com/Zion Ipuka. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. Someone did it for Brother Moki. They're up at St. Jude's. You can do it for somebody today too. And if you haven't opened your heart to Christ, it's our encouragement that you do that as well. Do that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special message set up for you there. To help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Brother Moki. Again, facebook.com/Zion Ipuka. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.